It's been 50 years since we lost Bobby, and because we still seem to be grappling with some of the same issues that he was in 1968 when I was 7 years old, because we are still dealing with poverty and inequality and racism and injustice, environmental degradation, and constant stream of senseless violence, because of all that, it can be tempting sometimes to succumb to the cynicism, the belief that hope is a fool's game or for suckers. And worse, at a time when the media are splintered and our leaders seem content to make up whatever facts they consider expedient. A lot of people have come to doubt even the very notion of common ground, insisting that the best way we can do is retreat into our respective corners, circle the wagons, and then do battle with anybody who is not like ourselves. Bobby Kennedy's life reminds us to reject such cynicism. He reminds us that because of the men and women that he helped inspire, because of the ripples that he sent out, because of the oft unrecognized efforts of union organizers and civil rights workers and peace activists and student leaders, things did, in fact, get better. In the years since Bobby's death, tens of millions would be lifted out of poverty around the world. Extreme poverty would be slashed and more girls would begin to gain access to an education. Millions of Americans would be shielded by health insurance that wasn't available to them before. That progress is fueled by hope. It's not fueled by fear. It's not fueled by cynicism. And this is maybe the most important thing. It's not dependent on one charismatic leader, but instead depends on the steady efforts of dreamers and doers from every walk of life who fight the good fight each and every day when they're not noticed. 6 years ago, Lucy McBath's son was killed in the parking lot of a gas station because the kids in the car were playing music too loud. Apparently, and she turned her grief into hope and her hope into a seat in the Congress, running unabashedly against the gun lobby in the great state of Georgia. She won. And then there are the Parkland students. It hasn't even been a year since a mass shooting stole 17 lives at their school. But less than a month later, those students had helped to raise the age to buy a rifle in Florida that lengthened waiting periods before purchases. A couple of weeks after that, that inspired hundreds of thousands to march in the nation's capital and all across the country. And of course, they haven't won every battle, but online, in the media, in the streets, on college campuses, they've become some of our most eloquent, effective voices against gun violence. And they are just getting started. Who knows what they're going to do once they can actually rent a car? Ripples of hope. That's the legacy that the spirit that Bobby Kennedy captured, standing on top of a beat-up car 50 years ago. Those are the descendants of the men and women and children who reached up into the sky trying to get a touch of hope.